Ne kamar irin masallaci ne. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the sixth day with the commencement of the fasting in the month of Ramadan, today being Tuesday, the sixth, as I have said, 1444 and 28 in the month of March 2023. What is the question? Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Same to you. Jewelries of women, trinkets and gold that they have in their safe, they can be zakatable and they can be non-zakatable depending on the typology therein. If these things you possess and own them and you commercialize them, by this I mean you can lease it out, somebody to take it and you get money, then it's zakatable. Or you buy gold and trinkets and jewelries and sell and buy for making profit, yeah, it is zakatable. But if these things are owned and possessed by you, principally for you to hold during your celebrations, marriage ceremony, you wear them, then you cannot talk about zakat about it. So it depends on how you own it. That is the best answer. I have come across this kind of issue and I hope it is clear to you. Allahu a'lam. Wa iyyakum. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Or during, should be three. The supplications, the prayers we offer, the devotions we offer during breaking our fast, is it after eating, drinking, then you pray? Or is it as you are drinking, you are praying? Or before? Three ways. You see, when breaking your fast, you should say, ذهب الظمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. ذهب الظمأ, the test vanishes, وابتلت العروق, the veins are weight, internal veins, okay, and joints are weight, وثبت الأجر, and the recompense, the reward has been established. Now when you are breaking your fast, you should pray before putting the water in your mouth. You pray. Or after you might have consumed water, you pray. Or as you are eating your date, banana, watermelon and the rice, you also. So it depends on when. But the best is when you are to break, you do it. But some are saying, but you see, it says ذهب الزمأ. The test has gone. It has not yet gone. You're praying. Okay, that's the second argument. Drink when you're okay, then you pray. There is no any trouble. Anyone you can do it. Before, during, and after. Wallahu a'lam. Another one? Naam? Yeah, wallahi, we are asking prayer from Allah to answer our prayers. Allah says in Quran 40:60, وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم ان الذين يسمعون. So those who are mustakbirin an ibadati, they will enter paradise, I mean the hellfire, humiliated. So always you pray to Allah. وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم ان الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. Those who are arrogant, don't want to pray to me and ask me, will be forced into Jahannam, dakhirin, humiliated. So I ask Allah the Almighty to answer our prayers, to make our needs realized. All of us here have your need, individually and collectively. Some are students, they want to pass the examination. Some are looking for good wives, some for good husband. Some are looking for employment, some are looking for admission. Some want to undertake a journey to go for Umrah. There are a lot of things people are in need of. Allah is the one that hears and sees and sees to the resolution and answering your prayer. Oh Allah, accept our prayer. Next ayah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إني جزيتهم اليوم بما صبروا أنهم هم الفائزون. قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين؟ قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم فاسأل العادين.
Allah the greatest, Allah the majestic, Allah the omnipotent, Allah the omniscient, Allah the Alpha and Omega, Allah the Creator, the Nourisher, the Cherisher, the Sustainer, says, إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Where is the Quran? Look at the Quran, because it's highly rewardable. As tafsir is going, you are looking too. You will combine a lot of rewards. You turn it, you look at it, you read it, oh, you are commanded a lot. Don't just see it, just look it. No. Be part of the tafsir session. Okay? It is very important. Then Allah says, إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمِ. Today, I have rewarded them. You see, the ayah is in the context of the unbelievers who will be in the hellfire. Allah was talking to them, or is talking to them, that some of my servants in the world believed in me, praying to me, but you, the unbelievers now in hellfire, used to laugh at them. Now, in the hereafter, إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ. Today I have recompensed them. I have rewarded them. Allahu Akbar. Freely? No, bima sabaru, for their patience. So sabr, if you don't have sabr in this life, you cannot even pray properly. If you don't have patience, endurance, you cannot even give somebody who denies you. Without patience, you will be at quarrel with everybody. You cannot control your passion. Looking at women nakedly and the woman looking at men is absence of patience. One will be eating usury, a riba. He wants to get money, quick cash, overnight. Absence of what? Patience. You will see a student stealing answer during examination. To come out of flying colors is a lie. Lack of patience. There are those who are giraffe. You know giraffing? looking. You know, giraffe with long neck. There are students who are giraffing. It's a lie. Some will be writing answer, hiding their armpit. In the examination hall, the invigilator is busy somewhere. He looks. He's a munafiq. Stealing. You want to come out with score. Some have worked. They toil. Now you want to steal. You say, I have flying color. No, it's not flying. It is down in color. So, when you're talking about a sabr, sabr is an institution which is multifaceted, multidimensional. That is why Allah talks about those who are patient in many places. Take Quran, Baqarah, ayah 155, 5657. He says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ فَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Who are they? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا. So be patient in everything. Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who persevere, who endure, have their reward given incalculably without any limit. So Allah says, I have rewarded them bima sabaru, on account of their endurance, on account of their patience. Okay? Annahum humul faizun. They are the triumphant. They are the victorious one. They are the successful ones. So this will be said to the unbelievers on that important day. Next ayah. قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ السَّنِينَ. Then Allah will say, how long have you tarried on the face of the earth? How long? You see, in a hadith, somebody who enjoy life, a lot of monies, flashy cars, mansions, good women, whatever, and with long life, for more than 100 years, enjoying, is the wealthiest. On the day of Qiyamah, one slot in the hellfire will make him forget everything. La ilaha illallah. And somebody who suffered most in this life, no money, he is dejected, he is poor, he is pauperized, but he had patience. Just one blow of breeze of paradise will make him forget everything. So, they will be asked, how long have you lived on the face of the earth? قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ. They will say, well, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا, we tarried for one day, أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ, or part of the day. Ask the calculators, we don't know. So it tells you, no matter how long you live on the face of the earth without obeying Allah, is going to be just fruitless activities. Because you'll be asked, and you know that everything has gone away. Now there is life before you endlessly, endlessly. That is the hereafter. May Allah make us successful here and in the next world.
قَالَ إِلَّا بِثُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
قَالَ إِلَّا بِثُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They will say, well, you live in the world but just some few days. لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If only you have known. نعم.
أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون.
This is verse or ayah 115 in this chapter, chapter number 23. أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Okay, so do you think, do you assume that we've created you for sport? Allah is asking. You're always playing, going to the sport, playing, wasting your time, chatting, TikTok, things unimportant. Allah is asking, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you think we've created you abathan just for play? No. We have not been created for play. But the answer is, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I didn't create the jinn and men but for them to worship me. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَبَيْنَهُمَا لَائِبِينَ. لو أردنا أن نتخذ لحوا لاتخذناه من لدنا إن كنا فاعلين بل نقذف بالحق على الباطل فيدمغه فإذا هو زاهق ولكم المتصفون. In chapter number 21. Therefore life is not meant for playing. Playing in Islamic way is there. But what goes beyond the limit is not to be tolerated. So أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ أَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِنَا تُلْعَوْنَ. You feel that you are not going to come back onto us? No. People keep on coming back to Allah, going back to Allah. Today some people, we are accompanied to the grave today. You don't have to know, but it keeps on happening on daily basis. Yeah. People come to the world today, people leave the world today. It's a recent exodus until the end of the last straw that broke the back of the camel, as they say. Now, next ayah.
فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْكَرِيمِ.
فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ. Allah, الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ, the king in truth. Then fata'ala, he is highly elevated. Ta'ala, highly placed, the highest. Fata'ala Allahu al-malikul haq. Allah is al-malikul haq, the true king. Anybody claiming to be king, governor, president, it's just transition for time to come to an end. Even if you can rule for 1,000 years, one day you'll not be there. I have been telling people who feel overdrugged because of the power. They become power drunk. He's a chairman, he's a governor, he's a member of assembly, whatever. He feels so important. Okay? Looking so arrogant. I say, come on, you're just poor guy. You're just a Lilliput, you know, Lilliputian? You're a Lilliputian because one day you will die. Some rule for donkey years. Well, I said, you go to the office of those who came before you. You see, this is the governor previously, somebody, now you're here. Where were they? Gone. You two will be gone. So why have I been arrogant? Why being pompous? Why do you want to be like demagogue, autocratic? Don't be like that. Be consultative. Be accessible. I have been saying any leadership should provide 15 things. Take your pen. Take your pen to your student. Take your pen. That are what I call the 15-point agenda for any good governance. Are you ready? For any government to be good government, they have to be 15-point agenda. Are you ready with your pen to write what I'm telling you? Number one, security. Because Allah talks about al-Malik, power. Sit down. So for any governance to be responsible, result-oriented, fruitful, 15 things have to be there. Number one, security. people have to be secured. And the security arrangement is in the hand of those governors, is entrusted in their hand. Security of life and properties for the citizenry. Okay, that is number one. Number two, after security, food. People should have enough to eat. That is why making food production viable is an important assignment for any responsible and reasonable government. What is the point, the one you are governing, the one you are presiding over, are hungry and you are overfed? What is the point there? What is the point? So food production is number two, an important agenda for any good governor. That is why Allah the Almighty tells Meccans, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوءٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Food security and conventional security. So food. So I urge you, young men, go and farm. Don't rely on white-collar job. I have my degree, I'm going to get... The job is no more. Where is job now? With your degree, you're in the labor market. After NYC for donkeys, you're just yawning. No work. So combine your working in the office, go to the farm. In Nigeria, some years back, there was something called Operation Feed the Nation, OFN. Okay? Number two. Number three, good education. Quality education. Now, this is the university, this is the hospital here in Kano, AKTH. It is called Aminu Kano Teaching Hospital. So you are being taught here in various categorization of medical practice. That teaching should be based on qualitative standing and footing. Quality matters, not quantity necessarily. So number three, quality education is agenda number three for any good governance. Are you with me? Are you getting me? I will ask you after I've told you all. I am giving you this analytical analysis in the context of the ayah we are reading. Number one, security. Number two, food. Number four, good. Number four, job opportunities. Yeah. Because after education, those of you who are here as students, doctors here, by the time you finish, you want to have job. And it's true. Because the kind of education we are receiving is called investment education. Investing to get money. So that is number what? Four. I say what? Job. Because idle hands are the devil's workshop. If you are producing good graduates with high sounding qualification without job, it's going to be a time bomb. Oh yeah, this young man with first class, with 2-1, 2-2, whatever, for many years without job, and somebody ignorant, just because he's a politician, you know, collecting a huge amount of money, you're causing trouble. You have to even revisit the democratic system. It's very expensive, unnecessarily to some extent. That is number four. Are you with me? Tell me. Number one. Number two. Number two. Number three. Number four. Yeah. And number five, shelter. Any government has to provide shelter, houses at a highly subsidized price. Every Nigerian should be able to have a house for himself, to be affordable. And it's possible. I'm talking in the context of power here. The Nigerian resources are so many that can be evenly distributed but few cornered resources in the name of honorables and excellencies. Some. Okay? So I am saying if it is equitably given, definitely every Nigerian can boast of having a house. But today in Kano and other cities, you come across a house with about 7 men, each and every man with his wife, in one house, with one toilet. Habba. At times, people are even queuing to enter the train. Knocking, hey, madam, keep it on, shigaban, I keep it on. La ilaha illallah. You see, a man living in just a simple room with his 3 kids, meeting his wife in the same room. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, take us out of hunger and poverty. And if these resources are evenly distributed, definitely it can suffice all Nigerians. كَيْلَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. Number what? So far. Number? How much have I mentioned so far? 5. Number 6. Did I mention shelter? Aha. Environmental cleanliness. Yeah, it's very important because by the time you have environment, houses, but full of garbages and refuse, you are sending invitation to things like Mr. Mosquito to come to your house. There are chances of diseases. All around you is that stinking, smelling. Okay? A lot of refuse there. So we should be environmentally friendly. Environment friendly is very important. Government can do this through getting companies to make sure they remove refuse in our cities. You need a clean city because cleanliness helps in helping the health status of the citizens. Government should be there. It's part of the agenda. How much? How many have I mentioned so far? 6. Number 7. Healthcare delivery system. Very important. Healthcare. They say health is wealth. Any good government has to necessarily make sure health services are affordable. Health services, good health services, healthcare delivery system is affordable. It can be reached by the common people. Today you see people just going to India, going to England for medical attention. Whereas we have good hospitals, because maybe the services expected are below the standard. And that is done deliberately. So that is an important agenda, healthcare delivery system. Health is preserved through 2 ways. Preventive and curative what? Systems. You take care of your health preventively, prevent the coming of any disease, because prevention is better than cure. And then number 2, curative. So any government, responsible, reasonable, should make this a good agenda. Provide healthcare delivery system to the common people in the society. How many have I mentioned? 7. Number 8, stable power delivery, power supply. Not always on gen. By the time we have what I call epilepsy-free power supply. But power of supply today is epileptic. So it's very important you have good power supply. In a hospital like this one, you need power. Correct? Yeah. So possible is very important. It's an agenda. So far, 8. Number 9, good drinking water. I say good drinking. Is there any drink good, not good? Is there any drinking water drinkable, not good? Of course. If it is dirty, if it is mucky, it can even cause diseases. That is important. Next. 9 or 10?
10.
Good roads. Very important. You travel from Kano City to Sokoto, to Maiduguri, to Lagos, to wherever, without being afraid of the roads. But as you drive in Nigerian roads today, as you are driving, before you say something, there is a big hall. Big hall before you. You either apply your brake and it is somersault. And you will hear people telling you during budget presentation, the road from source of little is in our budget this year. The year will come, it will go out, the road not repaired, and the money is not there. Such is our country. Lying at times. I'm not saying all. There are those that are good. May Allah bless us with such good people. How much suffer? The 11 agenda, I will reserve it. I will tell you later. Go and digest this 10, suffer. Who can tell me this 10 off it? Don't look at the paper. Who? Who can tell me this 10 before I complete, I give you 5? I told you 15-point agenda for good governance. I said this under the saying, under the saying what? But Allahul Malik is from Mulk. And Allah gives people Mulk to do justice. In the absence of justice, these things I have mentioned cannot be there. So, digest those 10. Tomorrow ask me, inshallah ta'ala, I will complete the remaining 5. Correct? فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Highly exalted is Allah, the King in truth. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. No deity worthy of being worshipped except He. I don't want to say Him, but except He. رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ. The Lord of the throne. Al-Azim, the magnificent throne. Al-Arsh is the largest, is the biggest created entity of Allah the Almighty. We talked about it, I think, a few days or 2 days back. Rabbul Arshil, is it Karim or Azim? Al-Karim, that is the generous. Next ayah.
وَمَن يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِندَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ.
وَمَن يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. Whoever that calls a deity, a different deity, he shall know, la burhana lahu bi. He cannot have any proof by doing so. That is correct. Allah is the one to be worshipped exclusively, and somebody goes out of the way, okay, ascribing Godhead to an idol. Can he have any proof of that? That's the message of the ayah. Burhan means a proof. Whoever that takes other gods, leaving Allah behind, then such ascriber la burhana lahu bihi, be with that very demigod, he doesn't have any proof in the eyes of Allah. Fa innama hisabuhu inda rabbihi, the only thing is that his hisab, his judgment lies with his Lord. Innahu la yuflihu al-kafirun, it should be known, the unbelievers can never attain success and victory and triumph. La yuflihu. Let's take the last ayah in this chapter.
وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ.
وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You should say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ, O Lord, forgive. وَارْحَمْ, bestow mercy on us. وَأَنْتَ Allah, you are خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the base of those who show mercy. Anybody that's merciful is not up to Allah. Allah is khair, khair or akhir. Khair. Allah is the base of those who show mercy. We're going to stop here to start tafsir tomorrow with fresh surah, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Though I know there are some time, there are minutes remaining. Is it exhausted? Is it okay? How many minutes remaining? 10. So now I will give you a chance to complete the remaining slot with your Q&A session. Are you ready for that? Yeah, so you can start asking your question. This marks the end of Surah Al-Mu'minun. Tomorrow, are we going downward or upward? Downward or upward? Going down? I don't want to go down. We are descending. Not going down is not good, my friend, okay? You know what you mean. Okay, so now we're going to take your questions if you have. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to start from Surah An-Nur, new chapter the light. May Allah bless you all. May Allah accept our fasting. May Allah make us good Muslims. May Allah make Nigeria great nation once again. May Allah unite the Muslim Ummah across the globe for achieving what is achievable. Now to your questions if you have. Faddal. Speak louder, sir. Now. I'm afraid I don't seem to get your question well, because my brother, well, your voice is not audible enough. But please come here. Jazakallah. Shall I give you mic? Give him mic. Can you talk? Okay, tafaddal.
My question is about the tarawih.
Now.
So after I finish the first one that I did in the imam, I just want to add another chapter for the imam. So I hear some people saying that if you sit the shepherd for the same time, it's going to be nafla with the imam in the mosque. You will never do any nafla again. When you
Okay. He is asking that a Muslim prays Salat al-Tarawih behind an imam. Example in this masjid. You join the imam in Tarawih prayer. 8 rakat we observe here, correct? Now after the termination of the prayer and even offering a witri prayer, he goes back home and he sees other people praying as well. You cannot do extra nafila after the one you have done behind the imam. Or in your room, you feel, okay, I think I feel energetic, let me do more. That is the question. Some are saying you cannot add. What is it going to be my observation? And I tell you, my brother, it depends on people's understanding. Salat al-Tarawih, according to the hadith of Aisha, radiallahu anha, is 8 rakat. She said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never used to pray more than 8 plus 3 witr, total 11, in Ramadan and beyond Ramadan. We go by this narrative. But she said, لا تسأل عن حسنها. You need to see how beautiful, how lengthy, with proper ruku' and sujood. So if you are ready to do it in this manner, okay. Some of the view, you see, you have to look at the spirit of Ramadan. This is a month so special. Opportunities are countless. You can pray more than 8. That is why some are saying just offer 20 rakat, like in Haram. 20. So if you go by the hadith of Aisha, and that is our view, after 8 rakat you have, if you want to add more, you can do your witr. Later you add. But you cannot do witr twice in a night. But the question is on the legality and the permissibility, if you like it, of adding raka'at. Those 8 closes the gate until tomorrow. That is our understanding. Because she said the Prophet never used to add. That is the view of Sheikh al-Albani. But some scholars say you can do more than that. You can do 20 if I have 8 now. On reaching my home, I feel I am energetic, I can add. If you hold that view, I cannot blame you. But it's not in support. Or, you know, a clear proof does not support it. It is just scholars' analogical deduction. And may Allah reward them for that. But we go by the sunnatic narrative. But we cannot play the prayer. There are some people who just offer 10 rakat so quickly, so hurriedly. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Assalamu Alaikum. Where are you going to? This is not prayer. You do it diligently, scrupulously, because you want to gain Allah's reward. Hope your question is answered. Okay, another one? You don't have a question? Is it okay? 10 minutes have lapsed? Yes, Salam. Yes. Mm-hmm. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. His question is not based on Ramadan. Gone. Speak louder, sir. On what? Makeup of women. You see, this is similar to a question I was asked just last 2 hours before coming to this tafsir. Somebody called me, Ya Sheikh, what is the fatwa, what is the ruling on some women applying a necklace? Not neck, it's now leg. How do you pull it? And is now legless, not necklace. Ah, this is this new world. some pricking their nose for beautification. He was asking me. In fact, another question frightened me. Wallahi al-Azim. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Some go for makeup to the point of a'udhu billah, allowing their pads to be tightened. What is this? I say, in this world, who gives the lunges to someone looking at a private part? It is haram. Satan at work, yeah, you will say. But concerning makeup, to apply it, if she is doing it just for her husband, it is okay. But she wants to be seen of men that it is haram. But by origin, woman to be beautified is okay. أَوَمَنْ يُنَشَّأُ فِي الْحِلِّيَّةِ وَفِي الْإِخْسَامِ غَيْرُ مُبِينَ. Women are ornamented. They are ornamental, okay. So if a lady beautify her body because of her husband, what is wrong? But for the purpose of coming out to be seen, to be appreciated, then that is satanic. So tell your sister to be very careful in doing so. She cannot come if she's a good Muslim. But if she's something else, then judgment is waiting for her. I hope it is clear. Last question if you have. Yes. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Could you raise your voice, sir? Naam? Even if you have?
You have good rods.
Good rods, okay.
There is a problem that has happened. Those that have family, family,
wallahi, that is Jazakallah khair. I mentioned 15 point agenda. Among the point, I mentioned good rot. And he's saying at times it's not the issue of good rot. There are people who are driving dangerously, over speeding, in haste. Some are not even fit to even drive. They cannot. They have not gone to driving school. You see, in some countries, before you drive, they have to measure your brain. Allah, your eyesight, your heartbeat. Because this is dangerous. So if somebody overloads his vehicle, he is driving dangerously. In fact, sometimes good roads cause accidents. The road is so good. The car is new. And the guy is young man. He's full of age. He's bubbling with his music, dangling his head like this, driving like this. Because of the goodness of the road, he drives carelessly. Before you say something negative happens. That is why the duty of road safety is commendable. Maybe they're doing their best. If they ask you, maintain, control your speed, don't quarrel with them. They are doing good service to the nation. You too should be a good citizen by reciprocating the gesture of what they're doing. So, this is true. If somebody overdrives, he overspeeds, he causes trouble, then it's not the matter of road being bad. I have just spoken about good road, I didn't expand. Because I'm talking about responsibilities of those in government. If I should come to the responsibility of the Talakawa, okay, the citizen, you will hear things like this, okay? So that marks the end of our Q&A today. We meet tomorrow. Inshallah, subhanahu rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifuna. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. على صلى الله عليه وسلم.